Zimbabwe's second general strike in a month got off to a strong start Wednesday, with most shops, offices and factories closed. The strike was called by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions and supported by the opposition to protest the recent 300% increase in the price of fuel. In the first few hours of the new strike, which is planned for 3 days, more shops were closed than last month, and the industrial areas of Harare and the nation's second city, Bulawayo, were all but deserted. The strike was backed by the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, the MDC, and reflected the increased pressure on a government facing its worst political and economic crisis since independence. Ahead of the strike, police arrested 4 trade union officials. Details were unavailable from police whose telephones went unanswered. In smaller towns such as Mutare, on the eastern border with Mozambique, about half of all shops and offices were closed. During the last strike, on March 18th and 19th, businessmen said only about 20% were shut. Some industrialists say they are continuing to pay striking workers. One employer said Wednesday that the real purpose of the strike was to force the government to change repressive policies and that workers' and employers' views coincided. The trigger for this strike was a recent trebling in the price of fuel, leaving thousands of workers having to pay more to travel to and from work than they earned. The full impact of the price rise has so far only been felt by commuters, but some economists say one effect would probably be a doubling of the present 228% inflation rate. Financial experts said it was impossible immediately to measure the impacts of the strike because the economy was already at its lowest level in living memory. Political analysts say the dramatic rise in the cost of fuel has increased urban anger at President Robert Mugabe's embattled government. Some skilled and semi-skilled workers at one of the busiest and most profitable vehicle workshops in Zimbabwe said Tuesday they were going on strike because they wanted Mr. Mugabe's government to go. While shoppers stocked up before the strike, workers at one popular supermarket said they wanted to go on strike because it was the only weapon they had. Women selling fruit and vegetables outside the supermarket said striking was the only way they had left to show their discontent. They said they were so desperate that they no longer feared arrest. Most government offices and foreign-owned companies had their doors open for business, but it appeared few employees had shown up for work. Those who did said they struggled to find transport. Well into the first of its 3 days, the strike appeared to have been peaceful, and there were no immediate reports of the sort of violence that marked last month's 2-day strike. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.